welcome to the Cure for Chronic Pain podcast with me, Nicole Sachs. You are here. Hello, everybody. You have reached the Cure for Chronic Pain podcast with me, Nicole Sachs. Welcome to it. Happy holiday season 2023. As you find me, we are right after Thanksgiving, rolling into the Christmas season. I had my two kids in different colleges fly to me. My youngest is with me. We had a beautiful Thanksgiving dinner. We are a big modern family. My ex-husband is one of my very, very dearest people in my life. And so he actually came to our Thanksgiving meal with all of our kids and Lisa and her kids to Lisa's best friend's house. So we are we're really a product, I think, of a lot of people who believe in journal speak and believe in doing the work and moving forward and looking at ourselves, because we all do it. And it's really the recipe for a really beautifully lived life. And, you know, Lisa and I are always in conversation about what fills the vacuum once pain leaves. You know, when we are in chronic anything, any health problem, it takes up all our space. You guys know that. I mean, when you are suffering with your health, there's almost nothing else you can focus on. It fills your thoughts. It keeps you from sleeping. It fills your calendar with doctor's appointments and procedures and treatments. And, you know, it fills your computer time with Dr. Google. There's just so much time that is taken with any chronic illness. And then you do this work, and little by slowly, the symptoms fall away, and little by slowly, you embrace the possibilities of a new life. And then I'm watching you guys change. It's just so freaking magical. I'm watching you change your lives. And this is the way it goes. And when you get to the place where chronic illness really isn't an actual tangible part of your day, it's like, okay, what is your opportunity then? Your opportunity is to fill that vacuum with expansive possibilities, with work on knowing how you want your relationships to go, with figuring out how to draw the proper boundaries, which, you know, keep you from taking care of yourself. It's filled with looking more deeply at your personality, maybe your people pleasing that is making you sick, or your perfectionism that is keeping you your own worst critic all the time, or your codependency, which is keeping you really far from being intimate in your relationships because you're constantly so worried about if everybody's okay and if you're not okay, if others aren't okay. So there's so much great work to fill that vacuum. And Lisa and I are always talking about it, always creating ideas for more content, which you'll obviously see roll out as time goes on. But, you know, in the meantime, I just want to give a shout out to my membership community. As you guys know, I do a private membership community where Lisa and I spend real time hanging out with people and watching their growth. And I've just been seeing a lot of posts lately and a lot of comments when we have our live Zooms that people are going through this process that I just explained to you, you know, going from despair to seeing pinpricks of light, to seeing changes, to one woman who wrote me and said, you know, I canceled my membership just because I'm spending all my time now living my life, being with my children. And even she's starting to incorporate into her career carrying this message. So it's just a really beautiful thing. If you need more support, if the holidays are getting you down, or if you are ready to give yourself a gift, if you're saying, how do I want to gift myself this holiday season? Come join our membership community. It's $99 a month. And that might sound like a lot, but for that, you get so much. We have 3 hours together on Zoom as a teaching, sharing community call. We have an hour on Zoom every month just hanging out with me, asking questions. And we have every day on our private membership community where people are sharing and supporting and contributing to each other and me every day. It's incredible. So would love to see more of you guys there. It's just, I believe deeply in community. I believe deeply in community and support and scaffolding around you and making sure you have what you need to grow. All right. Today is going to be a brief episode. I am busy, busy, busy with a lot of family stuff. My daughter is a classical ballerina. She's dancing in the Nutcracker, and we have weeks now of just intense Nutcracker season. You may have seen it on my Instagram stories. If you're interested in following me and getting more info about the way I live my life and a lot of tips I put up there, it's at Nicole Sachs LCSW on Instagram. But I'm also writing a book, and I am at the final stages of my first manuscript. But there's one piece of this work that I was reading over as I was editing one of the chapters, and I thought, this is a great holiday message. This is a great message of reminder and inspiration, if that's something you might need during this time of healing, that I have written. And it's sort of just a bit of an essay, a bit of a spoken piece. And it's called The Mind Science of Journal Speak. The Mind Science of Journal Speak. And I think I created it to give you a voice to talk to your nervous system, to talk to your brain, to settle you inside, to settle your fear, that maybe like to talk to yourself, to help you know you're exactly where you need to be and exactly what kind of mindset you need going forward. So it's kind of like a mindset piece paired with a brain science piece, but in very digestible, understandable language. And I was reading it to myself as I was editing, and I thought, I want to read this on the podcast. I want to send this message to you. So today I bring you The Mind Science of Journal Speak. If the purpose of my pain is to deter me from thinking my unthinkable things, then simply allowing myself to think of the unthinkable things disables this very natural protective mechanism. In this process, however, something happens which is very natural. I begin to consider that thinking these things will, quote, hurt me worse. This is part of the science. The brain, in its estimation, wants me to avoid focusing on them in order to shield me from their dangerous qualities. The problem is, if I stop there and cease to think about the things, then my brain's last vestige of protective mechanism wins, and the feelings are repressed once again. Then, pain and more pain, symptoms and more symptoms. The cycle can't do anything but continue. But if I show up every day like a warrior and think of them again and write them again, and sit with them again, I am training my primitive brain to understand that I am safe. I am evolving right here in my own space and time. I am showing my nervous system over and over that I don't need this pain or crippling chronic anxiety to protect me from my feelings. I can sit with my big emotions, be brave, and feel whatever is necessary to convince my brain that I don't need protection. The thoughts that lead me away from my journal speak can feel so logical. This is also part of the science. The brain is cunning and crafty. It uses my voice. These are my thoughts. They say, you should be embarrassed you're still worrying about these things. They say, you will launch yourself right into negativity and symptoms if you think about this again. These messages sound right to me because my brain loves me and prioritizes my survival. It is trying to guide me into a safe space. But this space is only safe in the unsafest way. It is one of obsessing about my symptoms and my failure to get rid of them, and perhaps planning another doctor's visit to make sure I'm okay. My brain is trying to help me survive in the best way it knows how. It is, in its estimation, keeping me alive. Yet, My brain and nervous system combo needs a renovation. It is operating with primitive tools. It doesn't realize that I can feel these things a million times. I am strong and I can do it. It is my responsibility to teach it this because my brain is in control of my body and the way it feels. My brain is completely and utterly the ruler of my experiences and sensations. I may not have immediate control of my brain's natural reaction to stimuli, whether emotional or otherwise. I do, however, have control of my intentional mind, and my mind is infinite and as powerful as anything in the universe. My mind says that my brain loves me, but it needs training. If I value feeling good and at peace, it is my job to retrain my brain to react properly to the proper stimuli. For example, if a predator is chasing me, then my primitive system is right on. The stimuli of being chased and having my life in literal danger is the correct one to launch me into fight or flight. Go, nervous system. Nice work. Thank you for making me run a little faster and think a little quicker and respond with laser focus. Thank you, because I am alive, and perhaps without your immediate assistance, I would be dead. There are places, however, where you need a little updating. I don't need you to react with that fight or flight response to the rising awareness of my feelings. You don't need to protect me because I am scared about my decisions. I am not in danger when I worry about being judged by others or when my personal relationships are not what I'd hoped for. I can handle, however uncomfortably, my children's uncertain happiness or the way my parents treated me as a child and the patterns I've developed as a result. It is my job to show you the difference between real and perceived danger. I do this by telling you over and over what I really feel. Little by slowly, you will realize that I need not run away from these thoughts or freeze in the high grass so they might not notice me or fight them with the power of 100 soldiers. You will realize by and by that I am thinking these thoughts and having these feelings, and I am not in peril. They are just thoughts and feelings. I'm still here. Nothing has swallowed me whole because I regret my decisions, or I haven't spoken up for myself, or I lied about something, or I've gotten myself in over my head. It might not feel good, but it's not going to injure me. So you can stop protecting me by giving me something, quote, real to focus on, in order to push me into rest and repair. I know telling you once isn't enough. I need to tell you every day, again and again, by sharing with you my dirty, ugly, unpleasant, shameful, embarrassing, terrifying, devastating, enraging thoughts, my journal speak. By doing this, I prove to you by feeling them and knowing them that I won't die. You will learn eventually and stop sending signals to my body that I need pain to distract and protect me. In speaking my truth over and over, it fails to hold the power it once held. I have equal acceptance that when one thing loses its charge, another seemingly new one will take its place with a similar charge. And then I will think, speak, and write about that one. I need only communicate to myself, but I must communicate. I cannot stand quietly by, because if I do, my primitive system will take the baton and protect me however it sees fit. This is no longer acceptable to me. I choose to feel my ugly, uncomfortable, unpleasant feelings rather than to live in pain. As I adopt this way of living, things will cease to frighten me because I'll know that life is just like that. Every day I might think and feel upsetting things, but they will not kill me. I am safe. My life will be my own. My pain will flow through me as it must, but it will not own me. I will live a life of truth and choice. I will evolve to the greatest version of myself, and I will be free. The Mind Science of Journal Speak. My loves, this is the way forward. You are brave enough and strong enough to take it. After all, look at all you've withstood so far. I send you love. I send you light. I send you hope. I send you support. If you need me, come to my website, thecureforchronicpain.com. Scroll down just a touch and you're going to see the button to join my membership community. We can do this together. And I love you. And it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Until next week, this has been the Cure for Chronic Pain podcast with me, Nicole Sachs, and I will see you then. All right.